Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.
In a world where your eyes are in your ear.
They come from the shadows.
And imagination rules.
I don't just want money.
You'll find the Texas Radio Theater.
Why would space aliens want to shoot a dead accident victim?
Recorded live in North Texas.
Don't look at me like I'm some crazy street bum talking to himself. I know you.
Movies for your mind.
Oh, it's too late for all of you.
Now available online. Every Saturday. Listen to the podcast. It's the Texas Radio Theater Company.
Hello.
No room!
Watch more radio.
A bushel of money for a dead grandmother.
Surely, please put that down.
Ah, Mr. Holmes.
Exactly like trudging through a leech-filled swamp.
Jack's here now.
Where?
Here. There. Now.
There?
No, here.
New content every Saturday. Watch more radio at texasradio.libsyn.com.
No, O Prince, between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of recorded history, there was an age undreamed of. When shining kingdoms lay spread across the world, like blue mantles beneath the stars. From the north came a Sumerian, sword in hand. A thief. A reaver, a slayer, with gigantic melancholies and gigantic mirth, to tread the jeweled thrones of the earth under his sandaled feet. Broken Sea Audio Productions presents the full cast audio dramatization of The Queen of the Black Coast, a tale of Conan, written by Robert E. Howard. Episode 2.
In that dead citadel of crumbling stone, her eyes were snared by that unholy sheen, and a curious madness took me by the throat as a rival lover thrust between.
Song of Belief.
By the sea, and when I got there, sure the truth I will tell. They had that poor bugger locked up in a cell. Said the guards testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It was only a sip of that cider I had. But never, oh never, oh never again. If I lived to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground. You take it from me if you want to stay sane. Don't you dare take a sup of that devil green cider called Johnny Jumpup. Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, well, I fell to the ground. No, I could not get up after drinking a quart of that
We've been on the sail nigh over a week. I would know more of this ship of yours. Tito?
Strange that a Cimmerian rusk of the workings of a seagoing vessel. No offense meant, Conan of Cimmeria. I'd always thought most of your race more interested in swords, song, and the embrace of comely wenches. Or at least that's been my experience.
Bah! If I am to be on the way and expected to lend my broadsword to the defense of the Argos, then I want to know what it is I am defending. Knowledge has its own steel, as sharp as any sword, friend Tito. Many a foe has learned that though I appear a simple barbarian from the northern lands, I am not dim. I listen, I learn, I remember. And my foes, they have all paid in blood. So tell me of this ship of yours, Tito. I would learn more. And if the need arose, make its enemies pay in blood. One has not the time for drinking and whoring. By Grum, with a sword embedded up to the hilt in his gullet.
Aye, Conan. Well said. Wise already for one your age, I see. Tell you I shall, friend. The Argus is a small but sturdy ship, typical of, but better, than most trading craft, which ply between the ports of Zingara and Argos and the southern coasts, hugging the shoreline and seldom venturing far into the open ocean. As you can see, Conan, she is high of stern, with a tall, curving prow, broad in the waist, sloping to stem and stern. A thing of beauty, my friend. Or I am not Tito, master of the Argus.
Aye, she is sleek of lines, I'll grant you. Bear with the ignorance of one not accustomed to traveling over the seas. Why do you have so many benches for rowers when this sail seems more than up to the task of pushing your vessel easily through the waters?
You are new to the sea, Conan, so let me explain it from an old sea dog's view. Propulsion is furnished mainly by the broad-striped silk sail, aided by a jib sail. The oars wear for use in tacking out creeks and bays and during calms. There are 10 to the side, 5 fore and 5 aft of the small mid-deck there. For the wind cannot always be counted on, much like some wenches I know back in Argos.
I could share some tales of wenches and their fickle ways as well.
I bet you could, Conan. I bet you could.
Aye. Your men. A sturdy lot. Where are their quarters? If quarters there are on board this ship.
Space is always at a premium on a ship, friend. The men sleep on deck or between the rowers' benches, protected in bad weather by canopies. With 20 men at the oars, 3 at the sweep, and I, shipmaster. That is my crew.
But what of your cargo? Your weapons? What if you were raided? I see not even one sword or pike anywhere.
The most precious part of the cargo we lash under the deck and under the foredeck. As for the weapons, Conan, I was waiting for you to ask about our arms. We have a little need of them, but when necessary, we break them out from below decks.
Aye. Look, cities off in the distance, past those rolling meadows.
Yes, passing through the coastal waters of Shem.
Shem? I'm no captain of the sea, Tito, but why did you not break out the crew's arms? There, on the beaches, I can make out horsemen with blue-black beards and hooked noses, just sitting on their steeds, eyeing the Argos with suspicion.
The eyes of an eagle you have, Cimmerian.
Will they not attack?
Shem and its horsemen are most dangerous, aye, and suspicious. But they will not bother us, as long as we keep making headway. The Argus will not put in there. There is scant profit in trade with the sons of Shem. See? They ride off now. Well, enough talk, friend. If I tarry here much longer with this tankard, I'll no longer be fit for sea duty. Enjoy the wonder and power of the sea, Cimmerian.
Aye.
Break out the canopies, lads. The sun's rays grow in strength the farther south we sail, and I would prefer not to be roasted alive underway, lads.
Aye, Captain.
Steersman, keep her on course. If our luck holds, the weather shall remain fair, even if growing hotter than the Seven Hells. You men, get some rags out of the lockers and shine the gold to work on the prow and get along the gunwales. 'Tis already tarnishing, and we've only been under sail a scant week.
Oh, I got it. On the brass work in the bell gunwales. The fine in the deck there.
Why, it's green or red.
Get the shame of me. Why, you don't want to tarnish it. Afraid the shame's even hotter. Stop. Shut in shame, young fuck.
And what of those massive black castles? Where are we?
Passing through the waters of Stygia. Up ahead, port side of the prow, Conan. Do see where the ocean froths in a deadly torrent. That is where the river Styx empties into the ocean. The Ebon Castles? Are Chemish.
Those same Chemish sorcerers I have heard dark tales of. Even in Cimmeria, as a youth, round the fires of my father's forge.
Aye, one and the same. The tales you heard, Cimmerian, pale in contrast to the evil things that take place in those dark lands. Ships do not put unasked into this port. Not where the dusky sorcerers weave awful spells in the murk of sacrificial smoke, mounting eternally from blood-stained altars, where naked women scream long into the inky black nights. There were Set, the Oerth Serpent, archdemon of the Hyborians, but god of the Stygians, is said to writhe in his shining coils among his worshippers. Bah! The calm seas beckon with their vile taint.
I have no use for sorcerers, or their creations, or these seas!
Aye. Which is why we're giving this dreamy glass-floored bay a wide berth, Conan.
Oh, boy, Captain! Off the port now!
What do you see from the crow's nest, lad?
A serpent crowd bold lands this way! By Mitra, looking once aboard!
Stygian.
Stygian or no, those are some!
Benches and rows, and all the serpent demons of Stygian Hell were at your dark heels.
ahead and roll. Roll, damn you! Get the Argus into the wind and out of these damned waters.
My drum.
Roll, damn you! Damned witches! Stay ye back! Hurry, dog! Roll, damn you! Thank Mitra! Roar, dogs! Did these foul Stygina waters and their demon concubines are nothing more than a foul memory? You! Cease your tongue whacking and roar! If those wenches had made it aboard, you'd be being sacrificed to Set, your hearts cut out, and they'd be drinking your blood in a temple of their damn serpent god! So roar, damn you! Move for something worse than the sirens of Set! Some apples that we can't outrun!
Do not leave
Demon wenches. That was closer than I'd ever wanted to be to those lot.
Aye. I could feel their magic rolling off the waters. Dreamlike.
More like a nightmare cloaked in feminine wiles. I'll not go to Set that way. Naked, dusky women or no.
Aye.
Queen of the Black Coast, a tale of Conan, written by Robert E. Howard, episode 2. Starring as Conan was Stevie Farnaby. The narrator and Captain Tito was W. Ralph Walters. And by the way, check out the Zombie Astro.
The Song of Belief, read by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard.
The Argus crew was played by David Sokoliak, Chris McGilfred, James Leeper, and Bill Holwig. Starring as the Sirens of Set, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard, Charlene Harris, Laura Frechette, Robin Carlyle, Kim Giannopoulos, and April Sadowski. Music for tonight's episode was provided by Seraphic Panoply. Thanks, Brian. Stevie Farnaby, Devin Anderson of PodSafe Audio, Cantiga, and Douglas and Bela of Howlow. If you get a chance, go and check out all the wondrous music. Links are provided in the show notes. The Queen of the Black Coast is an original story written by Robert E. Howard, adapted for audio, mixed, produced, and directed by Bill Holwood. Please return again soon, Bikrom. This has been a Broken Sea audio production. www.brokensea.com. Come on by and check out some of our other audio offerings.
Without warning, they came from the sky. Creatures, similar in origin, yet so very different from us.
Commander Taylor.
The ship is now entering the Belt of Orion Quadrant.
Wonderful.
Time has come for...
I'm getting there. Space. So ends my last signal until we reach our destination.
We called them ignorant. Savages. Until one day, one of the beasts spoke.
Taylor! Why'd you run away?
Security police, Dr. Zira.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, Dr. Zira. He is now in my custody. General Ursus!
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Taylor!
And the teachings of our great lawgiver were called into question.
Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Let him not breed in great numbers, or he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, for he is the harbinger of death.
Indeed, we learn the truth, and we exposed what had for many generations been forbidden. The man-beast also possessed an intellect, one that made him all the more dangerous.
Praise the Alpha.
Bless the Omega.
Praise the wisdom of the bomb.
Join us once again as Broken Sea Audio Productions takes you beyond the imagination into the land beneath the Planet of the Apes. Adapted and expanded from the original script by Paul Den and Mort Abrams, based on the world created by Pierre Boulle. Only at BrokenSea.com.
Journey to a faraway land, where swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. Adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight. Nice God.
Logan 5. Approach and identify.
Renew.
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Only at BrokenSea.com.